Bill Bartee. It's been an action-packed show between the Audubon Society and Outward Bound for Women in 1965.
Amazing. That movie's going to be November 14th. Listen, go over to jessebrowns.com. We'll have it all posted up on our blog, as well as you can listen to the podcast there as well.
I'd like to go back to 65 and just start over.
You know what? Speaking of that, Don, we started off the very first segment of this weekend's program talking about the Jesse Brown's Facebook page. And on there is posted a record-setting Appalachian Trail through hiker. The record that he broke is he's 82 years old. Dale Graybeard Sanders became the oldest person to thru-hike that trail. He broke the 81-year-old Lee Berry's mark that was set in 2004, which goes to show the saying that you have made famous, it's never too late to have a great childhood.
Not even at 82.
I know it. But he was quoted in the Outside Online article by saying, "I feel numb right now."
Numb is good. Can't hurt if it's numb.
Well, I don't blame him for feeling numb. He began March 14th on a continuous journey northwards to the headquarters in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. He got there by June and continued onward to completion in May. On October 26th.
That's a man that's not letting any grass grow under his feet.
Not at all. He did say that, quote, "I probably fell 25 to 30 times on the Appalachian Trail. Most of them were in New Hampshire due to rugged terrain, slick rocks, and that sort of thing, making that section particularly challenging, but had a few little bumps and bruises and health issues along the way, but none of that kept him from stopping, and he completed his journey.
That's a determined fellow right there.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
So also, he had another record in 2015. He had become the oldest person to paddle the Mississippi River, which is 2,300 miles from its source down to the Gulf.
And that's a little bit boring when you get down there where those levees are and can't see out any longer.
Well, and he was in a single-person canoe.
And once you pass the Ohio, it looks like an ocean. You get the Missouri and Ohio all dumping into the Mississippi. That's a big river down there.
Well, congratulations to Graybeard on all of his accomplishments, and especially his most recent October 26th for knocking out the record. 82 years old, completing the Appalachian Trail.
That reminds me of the gentleman who won the Mongolian horse race this year from Texas. Was in his 70s or 80s, wasn't he?
Well, I don't know.
We'll have to look that one up and give a full report on it next week.
There you go. And all of these articles will be posted at our Jesse Brown's Facebook page. Give us a like and have a read. We all thank you for listening to the program, and special thanks to our guest who joined us, Maxine Davis, of the movie Women Outward Bound, that 1965 trip made famous. Also from the Mecklenburg Audubon Society, Judy Walker joining in. Of course, that website, mechbirds.org. For TJ Boggs, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee saying get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.